Today's daf is Nozir Daf Samach, and we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Nozir Shehoya Tomei Besafik Umuchlet Besafik. Before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learnt in honor of Echad Mibnei HaChabura, Nathan Sepolinski, who's getting married tonight. May you be zoicha to build a bias neman be Yisrael, and may we be zoicha to continue to shtay together at bias goyel tzedek b'mheira b'yomein. So the topic of today's daf is the very unique case of the nazir who has a suffix that he might be tomei tumas meis. He also has a suffix that he might be a mitzayra muchlet. If it sounds familiar, it's because this nazir has made an appearance already twice in the Masechta. We saw a little bit about him on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We saw a little bit about him on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. But there, it was more of cameo appearances. This daf that we're about to learn is the daf in Shas that's dedicated to this very unique situation. Now, if this nazir knew for sure that he was Tomei Tumas Meis, and he also knew for sure that he was a Metzoyrim Mochlet, the Shulchan Aruch would be very easy. It's the sugyas that we've been learning the last few weeks. A nazir that is a Metzoyrim Mochlet has to pause his Naziris. He has to deal with the fact that he's a Metzoyrim Mochlet, become Tahar, and then afterwards resume the Naziris. A Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis also has to pause his Naziris of Tahira. He has to deal with the fact that he's Tomei Tumas Meis. He has to follow the unique Shulchan Aruch of a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis. And only afterwards does he resume his Naziris. So really, someone that's a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis and is a Metzora Muchlet, first he would address the fact that he's a Metzora Muchlet, because Metzora Muchlet doesn't just pause Naziris of Tahira, it pauses Naziris of Tumah as well. After he completes his Tahira being a Metzora Muchlet, then he would deal with the fact that he's a Nazir Tomei, and then afterwards he would resume his Naziris and deal with the fact that he's a Nazir Tomei. The problem with the Nazir in our Mishnah is that he has a Safek. Could be he is Tomei Tumas Meis, it could be he's a Metzora Muchlet, but also could be not. And as a result, when he goes through his Tahira, he has to assume the worst case scenario in all situations. And really, if you think about it and you plot out the possibilities, there are four stadim, and really four possible scenarios of where this person holds in life. It could be that he's a Nazir Tahar, who's not Tomei Tumas Meis, and he's not a Metzora Muchlet. It could be he's a Nazir that is Tomei Tumas Meis and he is a Metzora Muchlet. Could be he's Tomei Tumas Meis, not a Metzora Muchlet. Could be he's a Metzora Muchlet and not Tomei Tumas Meis. And as a result, because of these fakes, we have a sugyan shas that addresses how exactly this person is supposed to go about his business. Now, the reason this is uniquely complicated is because Sai the Nazir Tahar, Sai the Nazir Tomei, and Sai the Metzor all have to do a Teglachas when they complete this phase of life that they're in right now. Additionally, a Nazir Tahar has an Isser to do a Teglachas, so that it creates a situation where, on the one hand, it could be I'm not allowed to do a Teglachas, but on the other hand, it could be I have an obligation. I have a mitzvah to do a Teglachas. A mitzvah has to do two Teglachios. He had to do a Teglachas the day that the Nega went away, counted 7 days. On the seventh day, he had to do a second Teglachas. The Nazir that was Tomei Tumas Meis needed to wait 7 days Pasha to become Tar from the Tumas Meis, who is Chata by B'yoy Mashlishu B'yoy Mashvi, and B'yoy Mashvi on that seventh day, he also did a Teglachas, what's known as the Teglachas of Naziris Tumo. And then the Nazir Tahar, when he completed his Naziris B'yoy Mashlomas Nazirusai, he had to do a Teglachas as well. So because of the fact that on the one hand this person might have an obligation to do a Teglachas, but on the other hand he might have an Isser to do a Teglachas, he has no idea what his status is, that's why this is a little bit confusing. Either way, the Mishnah addresses this case. We're going to read the Mishnah, and then we'll explain the Mishnah Baal Peh. We'll do it a little bit quicker than we did it previously, because this is already the third time that we're seeing this case. But as we'll see throughout the daf, this is going to chazer itself over again and again and again. Zok the Mishnah. Nazir shoyo tomei besafik umuchlet besafik. A nazir that had a safik that he might be tomei tumas meis, he also has a safik that he might be muchlet, he might be a metzora. So the halacha is as follows. He can resume eating kachim after 60 days. Mitzora, Mukhlet is not allowed to eat kachem. After 60 days, this person will be allowed to eat kachem again. And he'll be able to go back to not being a nazir. After 120 days. Why does he need so much time? Says the Mishnah, because although the mitzvah saseh of teglachas mitzora is doicha, the iser of nazir not to do a teglachas, but that's only bezman shehu vada. That's if you know for sure that you have a mitzvah teglachas. Avo bezman shehu safik, but if you only have a safik, eino doicha, in that case, it's not going to be doicha. So what is the halacha of the nazir that has a safik, that he might be tamei tumas meis, he also has a safik that he might be a mitzvah muchlet, he'll be able to eat kachem after 60 days, and he'll be able to conclude his naziris after 120 days. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is as follows. In the event that this person is a mitzayra, so the first thing that he would need to do is to address the fact that he's a mitzayra. Because a mitzayra doesn't have any naziris. Not naziris of tyre, not naziris of tumah. So in the event that this person is a mitzayra, that's the first thing he needs to do. Okay, I'm ready to do it. The first thing that the mitzayra needs to do is to do a teglachas. Do a teglachas. You can't do a teglachas because you only have a suffix that you might be a mitzayir. Could be this person is really a regular nazatar. A nazatar has an isser of taliyav ha'arosha. Therefore, before he does his first move, the first teglachas, he has to wait 30 days. Once 30 days pass, at that point, it's for sure mutter for him to do a teglachas. If he was a nazatar, good, he completed his naziris. As a result, he has a right, in fact, he has a mitzvah to do a teglachas. If he's the mitzayir mochlet, he anyways has the mitzvah to do a teglachas. He could have done it a month ago. So after 30 days, he's going to do a teglachas. Now, because of the fact that he might be a mitzayir mochlet, he has to now do a second teglachas. Ordinarily, the mitzayir mochlet would do a teglachas. He would wait 7 days. Ubayay mashvi, he would do a second teglachas. This person, however, can't simply wait 7 days. Why? Because again, he might not be a mitzayir mochlet. And if he's not a mitzayir mochlet, then he would not be able to do a teglachas that would be soyser and naziris. But you're going to tell me, even if he was a nazir, he did his teglachas anyways. The problem is he might be a nazir tamei. If he was a nazir tamei, that first teglachas that he did was the teglachas of tumah, which means that immediately after that teglachas is when the nazirah started, which means that right now he's a regular nazir tar, which means he can't do a teglachas for 30 days. So what he does is he waits 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, he does his second teglachas. At this point, he already has two teglachases done. Once he has two teglachases, in the event that he was a mitzayir mochlet, he's finished. Because the mitzayir mochlet had to do two teglachases. Once he does two teglachases, from the teglachas standpoint anyways, he's done. And he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. Okay, so what's his status now? Now we have to look at the nazir component. He has a suffix. He might be Tomei Tumas Meis. He might not be Tomei Tumas Meis. Now, if he knew for sure that he was Tomei Tumas Meis, so what would he do? He would wait 7 days and he would do his next teglachas. The problem is, he might not be Tomei Tumas Meis. If he's not Tomei Tumas Meis and he was a mitzayra, his naziris just started, so he needs 30 days in naziris. He has to wait another 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, he does a teglachas. So you're going to say, now for sure he's good. No, because maybe he was Tomei Tumas Meis, which means that the teglachas that he just did, his third teglachas, was for the naziris of tumah. The first two were because he was a mitzayir mochlet, maybe. The third one is because he's tamei tumas meis, maybe. As a result, now his naziris starts for real. He has to wait another 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, he could do his fourth teglachas. So if you do the math, the first two teglachases for sure address the mitzayra, meaning after day 60, there's no suffix anymore that this person is not a mitzayra. After day 120, there's no suffix anymore that this person is for sure not a nazir. And that's why the Mishnah says that he's oichel b'kachem achashishim yoyim, because once 60 days pass, you know for sure he's not a mitzayra mochlet. However, that's achar mei v'esrim yoyim, because you need another 60 days to know for sure that this person is not a nazir. Now, one thing that I think we need to speak out, that we didn't speak out when we learned this the first time, because then we were doing the more abridged version of it, technically. And that is that, why is this person allowed to eat kachem right after day 60? After day 60, you know for sure that he's not a mitzayra, but you still have a suffik, he might be tamei tumas meis. And being that you have a suffik, he might be tamei tumas meis, a tamei meis is not allowed to eat kachem. Just like a mitzayra can't eat kachem, a tamei meis can't either eat kachem. No one tamei can eat kachem. So if that's the case, why is it that he's oichel b'kachem achashishim yoyim. The answer is, the only time he really will be able to be oichel v'kachem achashishim yoyim is if sometime during his 60 days, he had the Efer of the Parah Adumah gespritzed on him. Meaning he would have to be yischate b'yayim ha-shlishu b'yayim ha-shvi. If he did that, then when day 60 passes, here's the Nakuda, he's for sure not going to be Tomei Tumas Meis. Now you can ask me, Akash, if he's not Tomei Tumas Meis, so why do we need another 60 days? The reason you need another 60 days is because he's a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis. And a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis has a Shulchan Aruch of how he needs to deal with the fact that he's Tomei in order to go back to be able to count his Nazirus of Taira. Or versus Negei, if he's a Tomei Meis with regards to the laws of Mikdash V'Kadosh, he's Zichan not a Tomei Meis. So it's for that reason he could be Oichel V'Kachem Achashish Amyayim. Now you would have to add that he was Yischat to be a Meshlish to be a Meshvi during the 60 days. It's an Oikimta that the Mishnah felt we should have known for a Dava Pashat and didn't even feel the, not the Mishnah, not the Gemara to speak this out. We have Rishonim. But the point is that the reason he could be Oichel B'Kachem after 60 days is because we're making an assumption that he already had Taira. I didn't have Taira. I didn't do his Teglachs of Tomo, this Karbonis, maybe he's going to have to bring. And a Chanami, that has nothing to do with his status as a Tome and a Tar, Klapi, the Halachas of Achilles Kachem. And for that reason, again, he's Oichel the Kachem Achashishim Yoim, and he's Choyse Yain, Metamal the Mason, Achameh the Esrim Yoim. Zok the Gemara Tano, we learned in a Braiso, but Medvarim Amurim. When is the Halach of our Mishnah true? That it's 60 and another 60 with regards to this Nazir. That's true, Benizirus Moetas. That's if the Naziris was a Naziris Moatis, which is a minimum Naziris, which is a Stam Naziris, which is a Naziris of 30 days. So the Cheshbin is 30 and 30 and 30 and 30, 60 plus 120. Abel, the Naziris Bashan, but let's say the Iker Naziris would have been 100 days. Somebody said, Areni Nazir, not 100 days, Bashan a year. Then the halacha would be, Oichel the Kachin. Then he'd be able to catch him after 2 years. And he'd be able to drink wine and be metamal mesim after 4 years. It's the same formula. It's the same exact math. Instead of it being 30 plus 30 plus 30 plus 30, it's a year plus a year plus a year plus another year. Zok to Gemar. Up until this point, what we addressed was the days. The Mishnah, the Gemara, talked about the days. Nazir shayu tamei b'safik u'muchle b'safik, oichel b'kachem achashishim yoyim, v'shoyis yayim etamal u'meisim achameh v'esrim yoyim. The Braisa did the same thing. If it was a Naziris b'ashana, oichel b'kachem achashte shonim, v'shoyis yayim etamal u'meisim acha arba shonim. So how many days will this person have to wait until he can eat kachem? V'naziris mu'etis, 60. How many days will he have to wait until he's able to resume life not being a Nazir? 120. Now we spoke out, that in addition to just waiting days, he's also going to have to do a lot of teglachases. He's going to have to do 4 teglachases. After every interval, there's going to be a teglachas. Why 4? Because he might be a mitzayra, and mitzayra needs to do 2. Might be a nazatami who has to do 1, and nazatami also has to do bashlamas nazirusay, 1 teglachas. What we didn't mention up until this point is, what about the karbonis? Doesn't Mitzayra have to bring karbanas. Another Tameh has to bring karbanas. Another Tar has to bring karbanas. So how is this Nazir who has a suffix, he might be Tameh Tumas Meis, might be a Mitzayra, how is he going to bring his karbanas? Now, bringing karbanas mi suffix is very, very complicated. Why is it complicated? Because you can't bring Chulon Lazara. You can only bring a carbon if you have an obligation to bring a carbon. So the question now becomes, how is this person going to bring his karbanis? So the Gemara is going to bring a Braiser in it right now. That's going to give the short answer. And then the rest of the Amid, going into Amid Beis, is going to give the longer answer of how is it exactly that this person who finds himself in this predicament going to bring his karbanis, that lechura he needs to bring in order to go from phase to phase. Now, just to have a little bit of a havana in what we're about to learn, because really, today's daf is a hard daf, but it's particularly hard if we don't internalize the Yesoidus. If we have the Yesoidus, then it's math. But without the Yesoidus, then it's foreign. But in terms of the karbanis that all of these respective chevra would have to bring. So Mitzayra Mukhla did 2 teglachases. When he did his first teglachas, he used to bring 2 tzipayrim. And it was a very obscure process that was done with those 2 tzipayrim. But here's the memo that might come as news, and that is the shnei tzipayrim that the Torah talks about at length weren't really karbanas. And because they weren't really karbanas, so although at first glance, it might sound, how is this person, Misafa, going to bring the tzipayrim? But we're going to see, that's really not even going to be such an issue. They weren't karbanas. when the Mitzvah Mukhlet did a second Teglachas, then by Yom HaShmini, on the next day, he had to bring Karbonis. He had to bring an Oshem. It was an Oil of Yoritz. It depended on his financial situation, but there was a whole Geschäft of Karbonis that were brought. The Nazir Tameh, we know, brought a Chatasayf, a Oil of Sarayf, and he brought the infamous Hashem Nazir Tameh. And then the Nazir Tahar, when he completed his Naziris, he also brought three Karbonis, all behemoths, a Chatas, an Oila, and a Karbon Shlom. So being mindful of all the different animals that are being sacrificed during each one of these particular phases, Zokhti Gemara, Abreis, V'toni Allah, Umigaleach, Arba Taglachis. Number one, the Nazir, who's Tomei Besafik, Umuchla Besafik, had to do four Taglachis. Didn't we speak that out? We did. But the Mishnah, if you look carefully, never did. So that's a Chiddush of the Breis. This person's going to have to do four Taglachis. Taglachis, we show you when he does the first Taglachis, maybe Tzipayrim. He's going to bring the Shnei Tzipayrim that the Mitzayrim Muchlet brought when he did his first Taglachis. V'chata Sa'oif, and he's going to bring the Chata Sa'oif, which is one of the three Karbonis that the Nazir Tomei had to bring. V'Oilas Behema, and he's going to bring an Oilas Behema, which is one of the three Karbonis that the Nazir Tar had to bring. Shnia, when he does his second teglachas, maybe chatas oif, he's only going to bring the chatas oif, v'oilas behema, and the oilas behema. Shlishis, when he does his third teglachas, maybe chatas oif, oilas behema, again he's going to bring the chatas oif and oilas behema. Revius, when he does his fourth teglachas, maybe carbon tyra, then he's going to bring only an oilas behema. In fact, as we'll see, he's going to bring all the karbonis that the Nazir Tahar used to bring. What's the cheshbin? Teglachas, rishoyna, mevi, v'chu. And the Gemara is going to go through each one individually. So starting with the first one. The Klachas Rishayna, what does he bring? He brings Tzipayrim. He brings Achatas Oif. And he brings an Oilas Behema. Says the Gemara, Mamon of Shach Shaper Kamaisi. Because if you bring those three, the Mamon of Shach, you got it right. If Adem Mitzayruhu, on the Tzad, that he's a Vadem Mitzayru, V'lav Tomehu, and he's not Tomeh. The Rishayim say that V'lav Tomehu is L'Rav Chedemilso. Because if he's a Vadem Mitzayru, even if he is Tomeh, you still address the fact that you're a Mitzayru first. But either way, if you're a Vadem Mitzayru, Tziporim Chaybos, then his obligation is to bring Tziporim. The Chatas Oif, that he's bringing Misafik, because maybe he's not a Mitzayra Mochlet, but really he's a Nazir Tameh. Okay, you can bring a Chatas Oif Misafik, we know this already. And what's the halacha of a Chatas Oif that's brought Misafik? It's also Likfur, it goes Likfur. That's in contrast to a regular Chatas Oif that was Kulei Nechal. The Oilas Oif, like all Oilas, went completely on the Mizbech. This Chatas Oif, this is this week's Parsha, went Ligamre La'achiva. But the bottom line is that the Chatas Oif, you're bringing Misafik, and it's Misafik, it's going to go Likfur. The Oila, as it relates to the Oilas Behema, have you Nadava. Even though it's true you bring a Misafik, but to bring an Oila Misafik is easy because you could always bring an Oila, even if you're Vaday not Chayiv to bring an Oila. Right, a Chatasav you can bring if you have a Safik, that may be a Chayiv to bring a Chatasav. An Oila you can bring even if you know for sure you don't have to bring an Oila because you could always bring an Oila Benadava. So the bottom line is like this, you can bring all three Karbanas. You're Chayiv to bring the Shnei Tzipayrim, no worries. The Chatasav that you're bringing because of the Tzad that you might be a Nazir Tameh, your ladder bring, because Chatas Oif is Bami Safik. And as it relates to the Nazir, so you'll bring the Oilas Behema, and the Oilas Behema is something that you're allowed to bring Bateri Sadova. So you can certainly bring it and be Masna. That if I'm Chayiv to bring it, I want to bring it. If I'm not Chayiv to bring it, I'm not going to bring it. So on the Tzad that you're a Vadai Mitzoyra, then for sure you can bring the Shnei Tzipayrim, for sure you can bring the Chatas Oif, for sure you can bring the Oilas Behema. Now the Brice, the Gemara digress a little bit, and it's not clear why. I am Barishayinim. Ulegalchay toich shiva yefsha. Even on the Tzad that you're a Mitzayra Mukhlet, you can't do your second Taglacha 7 days later, which is what a Mitzayra Mukhlet ordinarily would do, the Domalab Mukhlet, because maybe you're not a Mukhlet. Rachmon Amar Tali Aver al Roshay. And Malois, and we know the Naz is not allowed to do a Taglacha until he finishes his Zinziris. Now this is obviously a very important line in terms of understanding the Daf, but why it's here in this part of the Gemara is not 100% clear. But either way, we resume Tarchesh. Maybe this person is not a Mitzayra Vaday. And really, he's Tameh. Okay, so the Chatas Oif that he's bringing is Chaybas. That he's bringing because he has to. If he's another Tameh, he has to bring a Chatas Oif. V'tzipayrin, as it relates to the Tzipayrin, Avroi Kamez Avne. They're anyways brought outside of the Azara, because they're not Karbonis. Well, you have Yichulam Azara. As a result, there's no Yichulam Azara problem anyways. V'Oilas Behema, have you Nadav? And V'Oilas Behema, again, you bring that, you make a Tanai. If I'm Chayiv, I'm Chayiv, and if not, it's being brought as a Nadav. V'Lav Mitzayruhu. What's the third possibility? It could be he's not a Mitzayruhu, V'Lav Tamehu. He's also not Tamehu Tomas Meis. He's a regular Nazir Tar. Okay, in that case, Tzipayrim Avroi comes out. And Tzipayrim, not a problem, because again, you're anyways doing it outside the Azara. Chatas Oif, look for it. The Chatas, you can bring Misafik, and it's going to go look for it. In this case, the Oilas Behema is going to be your chiyuv, and as a result, Zoch the Gemara, as far as the karbanis go, there's an eitzah. The eitzah is what this person should do when he does the first teglachas is, again, this is a pirish on the braisa, teglachas rishayna, what is he doing? He is bringing shnei tzipoirim, he's bringing chatas, he's bringing oils behema, because this addresses all the scenarios. But the Gemara says it's not true. It actually doesn't address everything. Because Baboy Osham, the Mitzayra, when he finishes doing his teglachios, after the second one, he had to bring karbonis by Yom Hashmini. So he does a teglachas, 7 days, the shnei tzipoirim with the second teglachas, and then back. The Shnei Tzipoirim were brought with the first Teglachas, but after he does the second Teglachas by Yom Hashmini, he had to bring a Karban Asham. The Karban Asham is critical, and the Karban Asham is not Baba Nadava. You can't bring a Misafik. So what are you going to do with the Asham? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimini, you can have no choice. You're going to have to say it's going according to Reb Shimini, the Amar Maisi Umasne, who holds that it's Shayach to bring a Karban Asham alatnai. Tosfos just quotes a Gemara, Mesech Tezvachim, Perek HaTaruvos, Daf Ayin Vav, where the Gemara discusses there this halach of Reb Shimini Barichos. But the bottom line is, you can make it work according to Reb Shimini, which almost sounds like, by the way, this whole sugya, this whole patent of this Nazir who's Tamei B'Safik, who Mukhla B'Safik, only works at Libid Reb Shimon. Because Shalei Libid Reb Shimon, how are you bringing that Asham and how are you moving on from being the Mitzayra now to being the Nazir? I am Barishayna. But the bottom line is, this is the way you make it work. Now, just one thing I think is worth speaking out before we go Vaita, also I am Barishayna, and that is that this person, we're saying, could bring his Karbanis. It sounded like before we started this part of the daf that maybe the karbanos were going to be an issue. Now, we knew the end of the story. The Mishnah says you can make this work. But like we weren't sure how. How are you going to bring all these karbanos? Oh, it's not a big deal. What are the possibilities? You might be a mitzayra mukhlet, shnei tzipayrim. That's not a problem anyways. It's not even a karban. The fact that you might be a nazir tameh, just bring the chatasayif, which is babi safik. You might be a nazir tar, but you might not be. So bring an oil sandava. So either way, l'chari, you can make it work. Why is it that when the Gemara said that on the tzad that you might be a Nazir Tameh, you'll bring the Chata Sa'if, which is Baba Safik. Say better, you'll bring the Oila Sa'if. Oila Sa'if, like an Oila's Behemah, is Baba Nadava. So why can't you just say bring the Oila Sa'if? Same question you can ask regarding the tzad that you're a Nazir Tar. You'll just bring the Oila's Nadava, and the Oila's Nadava is not a big deal. Why did you have to bring the oil? You can bring the shlamim. The Nazir Tar brings three karbanos. It means the chatas oil and the shlamim. Chatas is not baba nedav and adava. Oil and shlamim are. So why are we picking the chatas oif on the tzad Nazir Tami and the oilas nedava on the tzad Nazir Tar? It could have been oilas oif. It could have been shlamim nedava. Taisus speaks it out. And it's a little bit mashu from Taisus that it could be we're not going to want you to bring all these karbanos. Because at the end of the day, it's only a suffix over here. So the chatchila just bring one and we pick the chatas ha'oif and we pick the oilas nedava. If you would have said oilas ha'oif and you would have had the same question. But the bottom line is that in Cheshbon and Echanami, it didn't have to be the Chata Seif, it could have been the Oilas Seif, and it didn't have to be the Oilas Behemo, it could have been the Shalmi Behemita. Either way, we just addressed the first Teglachas, moving along. Teglachas Shnia, as relates to the Teglachas Shnia, Vishlishes, and the Teglachas Shlishes, so the Gemara lumps the two together, Tzipurim Loitzarech. At this point, you don't have to bring Tzipurim anymore. Why? The Ha'avet. On the Tzad that you're a Mitzarim Mukhlet and you had to bring Tzipurim, you took care of that already. My Ikka, what now do you have to be concerned with? Dilma vadai mukhlet. You might be a vadai mukhlet. Okay. You also might be a nazir tameh. You also might be a nazir tahar. So says the Gemara, chada l'safik sifrei. By the teglacha shniya, you're going to bring a chata sa'oif beyond the tzad that you might be a Mitzayra Mukhlet, and again, the Chata Soif is Bab Misafik, V'chadu L'Safik Tumasai, and regarding the third Tiglachas, again you're going to bring a Chata Soif, but this time is not because it's a Safik that you might be a Mitzayra Mukhlet, that one is going to be because of the fact that you might be a Nazir Tamei. So what does this mean? So it's easier to make the Cheshbon Bal Peh, and that is, the Tiglachas Shnia, the Braisa said, maybe Chata Soif V'Oilas Behem. At that point, you bring a Chata Soif, and you bring an oilas behema. Why is that? Because what are the possibilities that this person has right now when he does his teglach hashnia? When he does his teglach hashnia, so we know for sure you're not a mitzayra mukhlet anymore that has to start the process, because that you already did. Now, could be you were a mitzayra mukhlet, and on the tzad that you were a mitzayra mukhlet, you would have a chiyuv right now to bring, you would have to do your second teglachas, And if you're doing your second teglachas, the second teglachas is going to require you to bring the karbonos that come along with the second teglachas. It could be also that you were a nazir tameh, which means that the first teglachas that you did was really for your teglachas of tumah, which means that right now you're a regular nazir tahar. And in the event that you're a regular nazir tahar, right now you would have to bring the karbonos that a nazir tahar is going to have to bring. It could be also that you weren't Tomei Tumas Meis, and you weren't ever a Mitzayra Mukhlid, in which case you took care of business the first time that you did your Teglachas, which means right now you're not chayv to bring anything, right? That's a tzad that you didn't have the first time that you do have now. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, if you do the math, so what are the possibilities? It could be I need to right now go and do the second teglachas of the Mitzayra. Okay, the second teglachas of the Mitzayra brings karbonos. One of the karbonos that you brought was a chatas ha'if. And being that one of the karbonos is a chatas ha'if, and chatas ha'if we just said is babi safik, so therefore you'll be able to bring your chatas ha'if now misafik. It could be also you're a nazir tahar, we said. On the tzad that you're a nazir tahar, because then you would have to bring chatas oil and shlamim, oil is bab in adava. As a result, you'll bring your oil and adava. So as it relates to the teglach hashnia, what are you going to do? You're going to bring a chatas oif, and you're going to bring an oil. The chatas oif will address the tzad that maybe you need to bring the karbonis that you need to bring with your second teglachas of mitzayra, and the oil nadav is going to address the tzad that it could be your regular nazatar. As it relates to the third teglachas, it's the same karbonis, but the math, the cheshbon is a little bit different. As it relates to the third teglachas, at that point, you're for sure not a mitzayir anymore. So just like you don't have to bring the shnei tzipayrim, because that you for sure address with the first teglachas, and you don't have to bring a chatas ha'if out the second teglachas of mitzayir, because that you for sure address with the second, but it is possible that you were a nazir tameh, and a nazir tameh now has to bring also a chatas ha'if, a oilas ha'if, and an asha mehema. So you'll bring the chatas ha'if now, not on the tzad that maybe this is my second teglachas of mitzayir, but on the said that maybe this is my teglachas of nazir tameh, plus I'll bring the oilas nadav. So at the end of the day, and that's what the Gemara is saying, is shnia maybe chatas oif oilas behema, shlishis maybe chatas oif oilas behema, you're bringing the same karbonis, but the cheshbin works out a little bit differently. Let's see the Gemara again inside. Teglachas shnia v'shlishis sipayrin loy tzarech ta'ovit. My iko dil mevadai muchletu, could be your avadai muchlet. That's regarding the second teglachas. Okay, so therefore, chadu l'safik sifrei. That's why you're bringing a chata ois, because of that tzad. As it relates to the teglachas shlishes, then there's no tzad anymore that you're metzayra mochlet. So why you bring a chatas oif then? That's chadul safik tomasa, because now it could be your nazir tameh. But either way, that's how the cheshbon works out. Teglachas revias. What do you do by the teglachas revias at this point? If you're a metzayra, it's water under the bridge. If you are a nazir tameh, you're not tameh anymore. Now you're already tar. The only possibility is that you really were a metzayra mochlet, and you really were tameh. In which case, all those previous teglachases and karbanas that you brought were not for your naziris. Therefore, now you have to address the possibility that could be I'm a nazir tahar that needs to be mashal as naziris. So what do? Maybe karban taira. You bring a karban taira umasni, and you make a tnai. The ivadai nazir. If I was a vadai nazir all along, then oilo harishayin chayva. Then the first oil I brought, or maybe the second and the third, that was my chayva v'zunadava, and this one's the nadava. V'im tamei umuchletu, and in the event that I was tamei umuchlet, then who oilo harish? Then oilo harishayin a nadava. Then the previous oil was a nadava v'zu chayva, and this is a chayva v'zeshar karbane. And now you go ahead and you bring the rest of your karbane. So two things. Number one, the rishayim speak out. When I say Rishonim, it's Be'ikr Tosfos, that the Tanai that the Gemara just spoke out, that you make by the Teglachas Revias, really is supposed to be making all along. Right, by the Teglachas Revias, now all of a sudden the Lashon HaGemara is, Mevi Karben Tairo Umasni. We never had that Lashon Umasni. But the truth is, this Tanai that you're making with the fourth, you were supposed to be making all along. Every time you're bringing this Oilas Nadava, every time you're doing what you're doing, really you were supposed to be making the Tanai. That's Erstins, Tzveitins. If you notice that the last words of this Gemara is Vizesha Karbonit. Now you bring all your other karbonas. Meaning, really, this person is going to bring all his other karbonas. He's not going to be Yoitza only with the Oila. He's going to end up bringing the Chatas and the Shlama. He's going to bring it when he knows for sure he could bring it. He's going to bring it after 120 days. At that point, he's going to bring the rest of the karbanos. But this is where it's interesting. You see that you're going to bring the shlomim and the chatas for sure day 120, even though it's possible that you brought your oilus nadava day 30, maybe day 60, maybe day 90, which means that months might have passed between the oil, the chatas, and the shlomim. And it's before in the Gemara that that's not a problem. At the end of the day, you took care of it. You weren't even about tacher, right? You got all the karbanos in the requisite time, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. But v'zeh shar karbanoi, meaning, now you're going to bring the other two karbanos, and they're going to shtel zaktsu to the oil that you brought, and you don't really know when it was. You're making tanayim. So, could be you just brought the oil now, in which case everything was brought on the same day. Could be it was a month ago. Could be it was 2 months ago. And it's even possible that this oil that you brought was 3 months ago. Either way, adkan, the first part of the daf, which discusses the case of the Mishnah, which is the nazir, who's tami besafik umukhla besafik. Which means he has a suffix, he might be Tomei Tumas Meis, and he has a suffix that he might be a Mitzayr Mukhla. But as we mentioned when we started the daf, there's really four, there's other pas, well, let's say this differently. But the Gemara now is going to discuss what happens, me inyan le inya ba'oysa inyan, if this person knew for sure that he was a Mitzayr Mukhla, he only had a suffix if he was Tomei Tumas Meis. Or he knew for sure that he was Tamei Tumas Meis, he only has a suffix if he's a Mukhlet. Or let's say he knows for sure that he's Tamei Tumas Meis, and he knows for sure he's a Mukhlet. How is it going to play out with this math? So the formula doesn't change. Everything we learned up until this point changes. What changes is the mental exercise. What changes is the math. But as far as the Yesoidis go, it's going to be identical, says the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to do this, by the way, in 8 lines. Tamei Safik u'muchlet vadeh. What happens if you have a nazir who has a safik if he's tamei tumas meis? However, he knows for sure that he's a mitzayir muchlet. So he knows for sure he's a mitzayir muchlet. He only has a safik if he's tamei tumas meis. So let's just think about this baal peh for a second. If he knows for sure that he's a mitzayir muchlet, so the starting point is very easy. The first thing he needs to do is his address being a mitzayir. Right? It's easy. If he knows for sure he's a mukhlet, mitzayra pauses naziris. The Rambam says he's not even kaddish when he's a mitzayra. So it for sure interrupts the naziris. So the first thing he's going to do is he's going to address the fact that he's a mitzayra, which is easy, by the way. What does he do? He does it to glachas, 7 days, ubayim hashvi, does a second to glachas. So as far as what he... you bring all the karbanos, he's vaday mitzayir muchlet. And because he's vaday mitzayir muchlet, so therefore that part is going to be easy. When it gets tricky is after he finishes being a mitzayir, now he has a suffix, he might be Tamei Tumas Meis. Which means, really, he's just a good old-fashioned nazir that has a suffix. Is he Tamei Tumas Meis or not Tamei Tumas Meis? Which, by the way, is the namesake of the Perek. It was the first halach of the Perek discuss a situation like this. Again, he's vaday mitzayir muchlet, so for sure he's going to address that first. The question is he Tamei Tumas Meis? So how does this play out? So let's see it in a vein first. He's going to be able to eat kachim after 8 days. Why? Because after 8 days, he's going to know for sure that he's not a Mitzayir anymore. Now, why is it 8 days? Because 7 days, he has to do two teglachas. On the 8th day, he brings his asham and he brings his karbanis. And at that point, he's going to be able to eat kachim again. He has a suffix, he might be Tumat Tumas Meis. So we spoke to that already in the Mishnah. He's going to be Yischata B'Yayim HaShlishi U'B'Yayim HaShvi. And at that point, even if he's Tumat Tumas Meis, and even though Itaka has to do the teglachas of Tuma and the whole process, but at the same time, as it relates to Achilas Kachem, 8 days is going to be enough. The Shoyse Yayin u'metambal mesim, and as it relates to being Shoyse Yayin u'metambal mesim, it's lachashishim v'shiva yamin. That's going to be after 67 days. Why after 67 days? Because after this person finishes becoming a Mitzayir, right now he has a suffix. Is he Tamei Tumas Meis? If he's not Tamei Tumas Meis. If he's Tamei Tumas Meis, so then In 7 days, this person would be allowed to go do his teglachas of Tumah. The problem is, he might not be Tamei Tumas Meis. If he's not Tamei Tumas Meis, he's a regular Nazir Tar, Stam Nazir. He has to wait 30 days. Okay, so he waits 30 days, then he does his teglachas Memonav. If he's a Nazir Tar, he finished his Naziris. And if he's a Nazir Tamei, he was the teglachas of Tumah. The problem is, he might have been a Nazir Tamei. If he's a Nazir Tamei, Vayom Erushanim Yiplu, nothing counted. As a result, he has to start counting all over again. So it's going to be another 30 days. So as it relates to completing his Naziris, you're going to have the initial 7 days, plus another 30, it's going to be 67. So he'll be able to eat kachem after day 8, and as it relates to the Naziris, when he'll be able to go back to drink wine, to be metamel mesim, is after 67 days. Next case. Muchlit safik v'tamei v'adai. What happens if this person has a safik, he might be a metzairah, but he knows for sure that he's tamei tumas mes. So he knows for sure that he's a nazir tamei. That's not a shayla. Meaning, as soon as this person's able to resume naziris, he's a nazir tamei. He's going to deal with tumma, and then afterwards, he'll deal with tayra. His suffix is, he might be a Mitzvah Mukhlet. Now, this is more complicated, because on the tzad that he's a Mitzvah Mukhlet, you can't do your Naziris of Tumi, you can't do Naziris of Tyre. On the tzad that he's not a Mitzvah Mukhlet, you can. So what's the halacha? So it says, the Braisa, Oichel b'kachim l'achas shloishim v'shiva yamim. This person is going to be able to eat kachim after 37 days. V'shoyse yayin u'metamu l'mesim l'achas shivim v'arba yom. And he's going to be able to drink wine and be metamu l'mesim after 74 days. So 37 days until this person is allowed to eat kachim, and it's 37 times 2, it's 74 days before this person is able to resume his regular life. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is like this. If this person is for sure a mitzayir mukhlet, then he would do his teglachas right now. In 7 days, he would do another teglachas. The problem is, he might not be a metzairah mukhlet. Okay, what's the other tzad? The other tzad is, he's a nazir that's tamei tumas meis. A nazir that's tamei tumas meis could do a teglachas when? Bayim ha-shvi. So really, he only has to wait 7 days in order for him to be able to do his first teglachas. Right? This is the first time we had this. He only has to wait 7 days to do his first teglachas. Because in the worst case scenario, he's a nazir tamei. And a nazir tamei could do a teglachas on the seventh day. So he's going to wait 7 days. On the seventh day, he's going to do his teglachas. Now, on the tzad that he's a nazir tamei, that's not a mitzvah. He just did his teglachas of tamei. Now start counting in Naziris. But you might be a Mitzayra. And if you're a Mitzayra, so then this Teglachas that you just did was not your Teglachas of Naziris of Tomo. It was your first Teglachas of Mitzayra. So you have to now do your second Teglachas of Mitzayra. So when would you usually do it? You would do it 7 days later. The problem is, you can't do it 7 days later. And the reason you can't do it 7 days later is because it could be You're not a Mitzvah, in which case now you're another Tar, because the Teglachas was the Teglachas of Tumah, so for 30 days, Tali Yavar Arosh. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to wait 30 days. So after 30 days, then you'll do your second Teglachas. Once you do your second Teglachas, which is 37 days from when you started this whole business, so at this point, you know for sure you're not a Mitzvah. You're done with being a Mitzvah. That's not a suffix anymore. There's no Tzad, you're not. Therefore, you're Eichel B'Kachim. At this point, for sure, you'd be able to eat Kachim. Okay. But at the same time, you have to be concerned that maybe you really were a Mitzayra. If you really were a Mitzayra, so right now you have to start doing your business all over again. You wait 7 days in order to do your Teglachas of Tumah, because you're for sure a Nazir Tameh. So on the tzad that you really were a Mitzayra, so then at worst you only have to wait 7 days to do your Teglachas. It's not 30 days, because for sure you're Tameh Meis, and if you were a Mitzayra, so you didn't do your Naziris of Tumah. So you're going to wait 7 days. After 7 days, could be you taku were a Mitzayra and you're a Nazir Tameh. So now you're Naziris at Fank Teshtun, so you're going to go another 30 days. It's going to be 7 plus 30, 7 plus 30, you're going to end up with 74. So you conclude your being a Mitzvah after 37 days, and you conclude this whole business after 74 days. And the last case is the easiest. Tomei Vadai Umuchlet Vadai. What happens if you know for sure you're Tomei Tumas Meis, and the person knew for sure that he was a Mitzvah Umuchlet? So what's the halacha? So he said, it goes in order. The Tzaras puts all of the Naziris on hold, even the Naziris of Tumah, so that's Eshtun's. Afterwards, Naziris Tumah, that we know puts Naziris of Tyre on hold, and then afterwards he deal with the Naziris of Tyre. So he's going to be Oichel B'Kachim L'Achash Mariyam. He's going to eat Kachim after 8 days. The reason he's going to eat Kachim after 8 days is because you're going to do a Teglacha. 7 days later, you do another Teglacha, then you bring your Karbanas. At that point, you're for sure not a Mitzayra anymore. That's going to be after 44 days. What's the cheshbon? As soon as you finish dealing with being a Mitzayra Mukhlet, now you're a Nazir Tameh. Nazir Tameh has to wait 7 days. And after that, you're not a tar, you have to wait 30 days, so it's 7 plus 7 plus 30 is 44. And that's the cheshbon, how you come to 44 days. One thing that I think is worth mentioning, it's a high-level point on really all these last cheshbonos that we just saw, is that if this person, let's just pick the last case, the one that's tamei vadei and muchlet vadei, he's eating kachem after 8 days. Why is he eating kachem after 8 days? We said, even after he finishes dealing with being a mitzvah, he's still tummy mace. So if you're tummy mace, you can't eat kachem. The Teretz says, you already had the efer of the parah adumah. So if you already had the efer of the parah adumah, so why do you have to wait another 7 days to do your teglachas? The nazir tummy waits 7 days until he does his teglachas. I think if you ask anyone that learned 60 blad in Nazi, he would tell you the reason probably is because we ischatu be yemesh li should be yemesh fi. But it's muchach in the case that he already did that. Because if he didn't do that, how's he eating kachem? So if he was ischatu ready be yemesh li should be yemesh fi, so why do you have to wait? You do your teglachas, and then immediately afterwards, you'll do your next teglachas, and you'll be done with it. What's the problem? Now the emes says, we know that halacha is that teglachas is sois in the zir islam at yom. But that's the teglachas as it relates to the hashlomas hanaziris. That's as it relates to a teglachas of taira. Because as a din, you can't do the teglachas of taira unless you have a chuk that's 30 days old. That's a din in hashlomas hanaziris. That's a din in the conclusion of the naziris, which involves the teglachas of taira. But this teglachas is the teglachas of tumah. There's no halach of teglachas being soiser. So just do the teglachas the next day. The answer the Rishonim say is, because although there's no din of 30 days worth of here as it relates to that teglachas, but we saw this earlier in the Masechta, there is a din that you have to have a shear of here. A shear. Has to be a shear. What's a shear of here? It's kidei lock of roshah le'ikra. Well, how many days does here have to grow for it to be kidei lock? Lock of roshah le'ikra is 7 days. And that's why you have to wait 7 days. So really, you're not waiting the 7 days for the reason that the Torah says you wait 7 days. That's kipshutai al su yischata by b'yem eshli shu b'yem eshvi. But this person had to have done that because the cheshbon doesn't work otherwise. Because otherwise, how are you being oichel the kachem? Don't you have to deal with the parah adumah? So if you did the parah adumah, so why do you need these 7 days? The Torah says the reason you need these 7 days is because you need a shear of here, which is kidei lock of roish leikroi, which is 70 days for shlomas hanaziris. Yeah, teglachas soy salam and yon. That's a different din. But here you need 7 days, and for that 7 days, everything is going to be okay. Either way, so the gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to pivot a little bit. It's not a hemshich of the cheshbonos that we saw, but at the same time, it's meinyan leinyan ba'os leinyan. It has its own unique set of cheshbonos. Either way, zok the gemara. Shalu talmidav es reb shimon ba'yichai. So you find this in a lot of places in Chas. Why was there the gzeir of Purim in some lighter context? This is a little bit more intense. So the talmidav asked reb shimon ba'yichai, nasir tahar u'mitzayra ma'ushi galeach teglachas achas ba'oilu loy lukan ulukan. The question was, if you have someone that's a nasir tahar, he's also a mitzayra. A nasir tahar has to do a teglachas. A mitzayra has to do a teglachas. The question they asked him was, could he do one teglachas, and with that one teglachas, be oiloloi lekan olekan, be yoitza say the chi of teglachas of the nasir tahar, and say the chi of teglachas of the mitzayra. That was the question that was asked. Could you be oisa mitzvahs chavilois chavilois? Could I do one teglachas, and that one teglachas should be oila sai for the nazir tahar, sai for the mitzvah? Now, the first question you're going to ask is, how is that even possible? How could you have one teglachas that's going to be oila loy for being a mitzvah and be oila loy for a nazir? When you're a mitzvah, you're not a nazir. It gets put on hold. So if it's put on hold, then how are you doing a teglachas for the naziris of Tyre anyways? So you have to come up with a case. The case is going to be where this nazir finishes naziris already. It was Bashlomas Nezirusai. And Bashlomas Nezirusai, now all of a sudden, you became a Mitzayra. So being that right now you became a Mitzayra, so it could be now the Teglachas that's going to be Oiloloi for the Mitzayra could also work for the Nazir. Meaning, if he's in day 26 of Astam Naziris, this is a moot point, because I can't resume counting my Naziris until I get rid of being a Mitzayra, which is going to take a few days of counting, and I have to be ois mitzayra, so there's no way to make this work anyways. The case is where you finish counting. So the shaila is, would it be ois lekan lekan or not? Amar lehen, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai told his talmidim, enim megaleach, that no, doesn't work. Can't work. Amar lo lama. So they said, why not? Amar lehen, so he told them, ilu zelagadav zelagadav. If the purpose of both of these teglachases were the same thing, meaning both of these teglachases are hechetimtzes to grow more here, or vizelahaber, vizelahaber, or they were both the same because they're both purposes to remove here, then yafatamoyim. I would say that it's a good question. Why shouldn't you be able to use one for both? About achshav, but now that nazir is lahaver, umitzayra is legadel, it's for that reason it doesn't work. The purpose of the nazir doing his final naziris is just to get rid of the here. The aside of that teglachas is you had here, get rid of it. That's the yisoid of it. The purpose of the mitzoyrus first teglachas is to grow more here. For what? For the second teglachas. So again, this is already getting into the sheirish hamitzvah and the time of the krah and the oimek advarim above our pay grade. But that's what's happening over here. The nazir is a nazir. He grew his hair and that got rid of that hair. The yisoid is lahafer. Goes into some of the machshava of the nazir. But it's get rid of that hair. That's what's happening over here. The teglachas rishon of the mitzvah is faker. It's a hechatimtza to grow new hair, new fresh hair for which you're going to do another teglachas on. So the yisoid of these two teglachas is these two haircuts are very different. Atzad ha-shava shavem is their haircuts. But they're very, very different. And because they're different, therefore you can't use one for the other. Said Reb Shimbai, said the Talmidim, of le'saloloi le'mei lutai. I understand, based on the Rebbe's answers, the Hilgir Hashbi, that you can't use one teglachas and be oilo sai for the first teglachas of the Metzairah and sai for the teglachas of the Nazir. What about the second teglachas of the Metzairah? Could I do that? Couldn't you at least use? Okay, so fine. This person's going to have to do, but maybe the second teglachas of the Metzairah, and again, you have to work out the case, but the second teglachas of the Metzairah, let that at the very least work. Why? Because both of those teglachases technically serve the same purpose. The teglachas of the nazir is to get rid of the hair, it's lahaver, and the second teglachas of the mitzvah is also. Both of these teglachases, say the teglachas of the nazir tahar, and say the second teglachas of the mitzvah muchlit, they both involve karbonis, right? They both came along with karbonis. Say the mitzvah, on his eighth day brought karbanis, and the Nazir Bashlamas Zirus, they brought karbanis. One of them was Fad Zrika, and one of them was Nacht Zrika. The Elo Mitzayra Lifnei Zrika's Damim. The Mitzayra was Lifnei Zrika's Damim. The Mitzayra did his second Teglachas on the seventh day. He brought his karbanis on the eighth day. But the Nazir Achas Zrika's Damim. Vim Gilach Al Achas Mishlash Lam Yas. But you have to do at least one Zrika. So it had happened after the Zrika. And being that it had happened after the Zrika, so they're not Mamish the same because they're not Mamish the same. Therefore, you can't use one for the other. So the Talmidim went weiter and they said, Abba Rebbe, for Le Salo Lightly made Saratoi Venezirutsai. I hear. The Rebbe explained why you can't use either one of the Teglachas as a Mitzayra. Not the first one, not the second one. Bevas achas with the teglachas of the nazir. Oh, bevas halolog, they made saratoi vetumasai. What about a nazir tameh? Could a nazir tameh do one teglachas, and his one teglachas that he's going to do should be oilo together with the teglachas of the mitzvah? Now, which one of the teglachas is in the mitzvah? So the Rishonim speak, that's the first one. The first teglachas of the mitzvah should be oilo with the teglachas of tameh. Why? They're the same type of teglachas. The teglachas of the mitzvah, the first one we said is legado. It's a chatimtza to grow 7 days more here to do your second teglachas. And the teglachas of the nazir tameh is also legado. It's to get rid of this here, so now you can count kodesh tege here to do your teglachas of tayr. They're also both lifnei zrikas damim. Because the first teglachas of the mitzvah doesn't even come with any karbanis. The karbanis are going to be 8 days later. It's zicha lifnei zrikas damim. And the nazir tameh also, he did his teglachas on the seventh day and he brought his karbanis on the eighth day. So they're both lifnei zrikas damim. They're both the same. They're both legado. So what about that? Amalehans, Rishimai Chai told him, Ilu zelifnei bias mayim, zelifnei bias mayim. If they both came far the mikveh yofta atamayim, then I would agree with you. Ela tameh, the nazir tameh is la'achar bias mayim. His teglachas came nuchta mikveh. On the seventh day, he went to the mikveh. And then afterwards, he did his teglachas. Oh, but mitzvah lifnei bias mayim. The mitzvah is not going to the mikveh for another week. And being that it's lifnei bias mayim, so it's still not the same. And it's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. Now, before the amrulai, because the Rishonim say that amrulai is a lishna achrina. So really, the amrulai is not a Hemshech, but it's really, Tosfos says you have to add the words Lishna Achrin. Tosfos has a suffix if you even geiris it, but he says if you geiris it, you have to add the words Lishna Achrin. But it really, the one thing that the Gemara didn't speak out, that Talmidim never asked for Shemai Chai, is the second Teglachas of the Mitzayra, could that be Oila for the Naziris of Tomah? Right, we had the first Teglachas of Mitzayra with the Naziris of Tyre, that doesn't work. Two completely different haircuts. The second one, and the Teglachas of the Nazatar, also not. This is Lifnei Zrika, that's Achas Zrika. What about the first Teglachas of the Mitzayra and the Teglachas of Tumah? That also not. Why? Because Tfada Mikvah, Nuchta Mikvah. Right? So those three. What is the one that we didn't speak out? The second Teglachas of the Mitzayra and the teglachas of the Nazir Tamei. That the Tamei never asked Rishon Meichai. And the reason they didn't ask Rishon Meichai because it was Pasha. Because what's the answer going to be? The second teglachas of the Mitzayra is Lahaver. Whereas the teglachas of the Nazir Tamei we said is Legadol. So once Rishon Meichai answered the first question, why the first teglachas of the Mitzayra and the teglachas of the Nazir Tamei doesn't work, because they're fundamentally different, they knew the answer, that's why the second teglachas of the Mitzayra and the teglachas of the Nazir Tamei also was not going to work. So it's Pasha, that's why they didn't ask it. The reason I'm speaking it out is, number one, it's Kedai, but also it segues into the Lishna Achrina. Amrulai, in the Lishna Achrina, this is what the Talmidim told Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So again, the Amrulai picks up after Reb Shimon bar Yochai told the Talmidim why you can't use any of the Tiglachases of the Mitzayra as your Tiglachas of the Nazir Tar. So they told him, Yofa, Marta, you're saying good, Shlei Taloloi Lemei Sifrei U Linezirusai. But why can't you use the first Tiglachas of the Nazir, that's the Yemei Chilutai of the Mitzayra, with the Tiglachas of the Nazir Tamei, the Zelagado of a Zelagado? And aren't they both Legados? If they're both Legados, you should be able to work. Again, it's the same question that we had in the previous Lishna, just the language is different, hence it's called the Lishna Agrino. So he told him, Azai, he said, Im Nazir Tahar, if this person would be a Nazir Tahar and he would be a Mitzayra Zelagad of a Zelahaver. The reason the first Tiglachas of the Mitzayra wouldn't be Oila also for the Naziris of Tyra, because they're fundamentally different. Like Rav Shimon bar Yochai spoke at Mefurish in the Lishna Achrina, which he's repeating sort of where the Lish, in the first Lishna, and which he's repeating sort of where the Lishna Achrina picks up. And if he's a Nazir Tame and he's a Mitzayra, you're asking a good Kasha, Zel Agado, Zel Agado, Zel Lefnei B'Yasmai, Zel Acha B'Yasmai, which was the same answer he gave in the previous Lishna. At the end of the day, it's not the same. Tony Reb Chiya, one postscript to this whole Inyan, again, Behemshach, and that is Zel Lefnei B'Yasmai, Zel Acha B'Yasmai, as it relates to understanding why you can't use the first Tiglachas of the Mitzayra together with the Tiglachas of the Nazir Tamei. For that, the answer is Zelifnei Bias Mayim Vizela Achar Bias Mayim and Zelifnei Zrikas Damim Vizela Achar Zrikas Damim. As it relates to why you can't use the second Tiglachas of the Mitzayra with the Tiglachas of the Nazir Tahar, for that the answer is Zel Lifnei Zrikas Damim, Vezel Achas Zrikas Damim. Again, this last Gemara is a little bit Megumgim. If you look at the Rishonim take out your size, which would have made this Gemara a lot easier, but we went with the Gerson of the Gemara. We got this far, we might as well take it to the finish line. But the bottom line is, I think by now it's clear that this is a daf that's considered to be maybe the hardest daf in Masechtas Nazir. It's definitely in the conversation of some of the Shver dafin and Shas. But really, the Yisoides are not Shver. It's not Shver from a Lomdus perspective. It's not Shver from a Havana perspective. It's just Shver from a Cheshbon perspective, from a mathematical perspective. Ezer Hashem, we will pick this up tomorrow.